It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Do I have a special surprise for you? This month's bonus episode is an actual full hour of my national radio show. This hour aired last weekend on over 400 radio stations throughout the U.S. I hope you like it.
I'll tell you, every time you see a drone, doesn't it just make you like pause for caution? You're like, what are they doing? Are they taking pictures of us? What's going on? Well, it was called a brazen attack this past week. A bald eagle recently snatched a $950 drone, massive drone belonging to the state of Michigan. It was being flown over the shoreline to document the erosion in the Upper Peninsula. Anyway, the big bird apparently didn't like the drone flying in its space. So the eagle went down and it ripped off one of the propellers of the drone. And then, of course, the drone came tumbling down right to the bottom of Lake Michigan. The drone pilot said, you know, that's not the worst thing that has ever happened to him when he has been flying that drone, but it's way up there. Okay. All right. I worked hard on that one. Yes, you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of all the fun that we have here week after week as we talk about living the best digital life ever. We talk about all the gadgets and gizmos, what's left of your online security and privacy. You can find us on 400 top stations from coast to coast and around the globe on American Forces Network Radio. I love that, and I salute you all. And our phone line is now open, our T-Mobile Unlimited Listener line at 1-888-825-5254. Because after all, this is the Kim Komando Show, and I'm America's beloved digital goddess, Kim Komando, here with you once again. And let me tell you, I trust T-Mobile's network to keep me covered, and you should too. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Check out the coverage in your area, T-Mobile.com/coverage. All right, we like to get started the show with five things that you need to know. And how this works is that all day, every day, I scour the news wires for our breaking news alerts, the tech news on our website, things that I might want to write about on USA Today. And of course, our daily consumer tech updates and here on the longer radio show. And today we're going to begin with the huge jump in the number of online fraud cases since COVID-19, since the whole pandemic began. And that part may not be surprising to you, but have you ever wondered, like, who's really behind the attacks and where exactly are they coming from? Well, according to security firm Arcos Labs, the majority of cyber attacks originate from, can you name the three countries? Let's see if you can. Just, or name one or two. Okay, let me tell you all three. The Philippines, Russia, and the Ukraine. These three countries have the most people spending the most time originating the attacks. In fact, listen to this part. Actual sweatshops employ thousands of cheap labor to focus on the financial industry and online gaming. Yes, online gaming? That's right. During the pandemic, there are more online gamers than ever before, meaning more people to defraud, and overall it's working. The gaming world experiences an average of 65 alerts per second, and about 10% of them are successful. What do you think is the most vulnerable time to be on the internet to be part of this fraud? Okay, I was really surprised by this one myself. 5 a.m. I thought for sure it was going to be like, 10 p.m. or 1 a.m. or something like that. And finally, there's the election. Bots are behind about half of all social media political discourse. And you know what kind of food that bots eat, don't you? Spam. Oh, all right. That one was not bad. Sometimes I just crack myself up. Okay. Number two, troubling TikTok tactics. That's right. Let's move to the social media of TikTok. Because just a few days ago, the president signed an executive order that basically sets an expiration date on TikTok's operation in the United States, all while rumors swirl that big tech firms, including Microsoft, could be interested in buying it from the Chinese company that owns it. Well, here's what happened this past week. According to the Wall Street Journal, TikTok has been exploiting a bug in the Android OS that allowed it to collect MAC addresses of millions of users without permission. Okay, what's a MAC address? Has nothing to do with McDonald's. MAC addresses are unique device identifiers that apps can use to track phones for advertising targeting purposes. So TikTok effectively tracked users without their knowledge or their consent. When pressed by reporters, TikTok, they didn't deny the claim. Instead, they said, well, you know, that was that version of TikTok. The latest version of TikTok, we don't collect MAC addresses. So what everybody should do is just download the new version, because then we won't be able to track you. All right. You can't go hardly a few days without some new viral challenge popping up on TikTok. But this one's a little different. The latest TikTok challenge is really, how can they stay in business here in the United States? All right. Number three, the Windy City is watching you. That's right. Chicago's investing around when it comes to COVID-19. In early June, the Illinois city enacted an emergency travel order. So anyone who travels in Chicago from states with surges in cases are supposed to quarantine for 14 days. So much for weekend trips, because how do you enforce this? Ah, during a news conference a few days ago, city officials answered that question. If they suspect that you're not following the mandate, they'll use resources at their disposal, like contact tracing. And they may even check out your social media accounts. And if they find evidence that you're supposed to quarantine and you're out and about and then putting Chicago residents at risk, you're going to face a big fine. So what happens on social media stays on social media. And if you're posting social media updates when you're in Chicago, you probably should have stayed at home. And after all, in Chicago, you could get your car stolen. And then somebody would say, this one's actually really good. Michael, you have to listen to this. He said, you're in Chicago and your car actually gets stolen. You know what you can say? Dude, where'd your car go? Get it? All right, that one, okay. Now, this next story, I have to tell you, I almost didn't want to put it in this show, because every time I use a particular word on the show, there's this guy, and he says that he has a BA in physics. I'm not going to say what his name is, Ken, and I'm not going to say where he lives, but in Maryland. And he always says that I mispronounce this word. And I wanted to look up how long Ken has been sending me email every time I use this. It's 2020, Ken, and since, I don't know if you know this, but since 2012, you've been telling me that I mispronounce this word. Okay, it's spelled H-O-L-O-G-R-A-M. Okay, so anytime I say this word, Ken will drop me a note and say, stop mispronouncing hologram, all in capital letters, by the way. H-O-L-O has one L, like holy, holistic, solo, polo. Okay, that's what he writes to me. So I actually wanted to make sure that I pronounced this word correctly. So I went to the America source. I went to Google. Ken in Maryland. It's pronounced hologram, not holy, not solo, not polo, hologram. So number four, now that we got that out of the way, happy hour with holograms. Video calls and meetings have certainly become the norm over the last few months, but those virtual meetings could look a lot different, because there's a new product called Portal. It's the size of a phone booth that can render a hologram of the person that you're talking to. So instead of looking at someone on a phone or just that little box in a Zoom box or whatever, you can chat with a full-size person or rendering of the person, making it seem like you're in the real room. All the other person needs is a camera and a white background to stand or sit in front of. So the company CEO used to work at another company who did the holograms of the late President Ronald Reagan and Tupac Shakur. So that means that Portal can be used in a similar way. So instead of real people, you could have conversations with an AI being in the same room. And that being could be anybody. It could be me. It could be Ken in Maryland. It could be celebrities, historical figures, even your late relatives. So if you're okay with having this massive gadget in your living room, how much do you think it's going to cost? All right, I'll tell you, $65,000 on the low end, at least for now. They're working on, a smaller tabletop version that you can put on your coffee table. And that would really be a conversation piece. Number five, I couldn't wait to tell you about this, because Boeing has a retro way to get critical updates. So long before we had over-the-air updates, we had the cloud, we had the USB thumb drives. I don't know if you remember CD-ROM drives. Yes. Then you had the tried and true floppy disk that was used to transfer information from one device to another. So I want you to think of like some gadget that may still be using a floppy disk. You're wrong. Okay, listen to this. Many older planes, like the Boeing's 747-400 and 737s, get regular updates. I just learned this past week. via floppy disk. That's right. The updates happen every 28 days. They say that these are major critical updates like airport data, flight paths, runway information, all on floppy disks. Skip the updates and the plane simply won't be able to fly. Now, to be fair, these are the smaller 3.5-inch variety of disks. You might remember that the U.S. military pretty much managed its whole nuke program with the older version. Those were the big 8-inch floppy disks. That was only until a few years ago. So if you're wondering how your Boeing gets in the air with its updates, it's by floppy disk. All right, you want to stay right where you are because still to come, we have all of your phone calls. But this week's digital life hack may be the best one we've ever done so far. And I know you've cut the cord and everybody's streaming, but have you looked at your streaming bill lately? Yeah, I know. I did too. It's like totally out there. So we're going to talk about $20 a month options, $30 a month options, and $50 a month options. And of course, we have all of your phone calls to come here on this Coast to Coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
All right, so you're sitting there and you're trying to figure out what to watch, but maybe you want to watch something live, right? You're tired of looking at Hulu, HBO, Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and then, I mean, the list just goes on and on. Peacock, Quibi, I mean, whatever it is. But you want to watch something live. Well, there's a new way that you can find live programming and tell you more about that. And then still to come later on this hour, a little quick tip about how you can use your Instapot to clean your face mask. I know, totally crazy stuff. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open. That's 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And how about we start this hour with Brenda in California. Hello there, Brenda.
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you so much, Kim, for keeping we the people informed about our privacy and protections during this digital era.
Yeah, it's tough, isn't it?
Especially a single mom who have limited time on our hands.
Well, let me tell you, Brenda, this is the only thing that I do. So thank you for being here because I wouldn't want to talk to myself. And gosh knows, you don't want me to talk about politics because I don't want to talk about politics.
And thank you for sharing about that dark web. Man.
Isn't that scary?
Very, very, very.
Did you listen to the podcast?
No,
you didn't. You have to listen to the podcast because you hesitated.
No, but I've been reading the email blasts that I've been receiving from you, and that's how I've been getting the information.
Oh, that's okay. You know what? Next time you want to go for a walk, you know, or you just need to have some mom time or alone time, and you want to learn something, that we have these free podcasts. You can get them on Apple, Google, wherever you get your podcast. Anyway, it's called Tech You Should Know, okay? And I did one about the dark web. I don't know, about 2 weeks ago. That's why I thought maybe that was it. And it's just fascinating what's happening on the dark web. But I spoke to one of the world's most notorious hackers about what happens on the dark web. Anyway, if you have 30 minutes, just download the podcast, subscribe. This way you get every episode automatically. You're going to love it. So what's on your mind right now?
Before we take our computers and laptops to these recycling drop-off center locations, what should we as consumers do to our devices to protect our data and personal information?
Okay, Brenda, I am giving you a gold star. If you have not gotten a gold star in a while from a teacher, I'm now giving you a gold star. You ready? Here it is.
Yay! Okay. Gold star to me.
Yes, Brenda, our first gold star winner of the show. Thank you, Brenda.
I'm going to run throughout the whole house. Anyway.
Yes. Okay. So here's the deal. The worst thing you can do is just take your little computers and then just drop them off at the recycle center and say, oh, I don't need to worry about that because they're going to make sure that all my data is gone for good. No. Okay. That's why we always hear about things being sold on eBay. Like somebody will say, you know, I bought a computer on eBay and had all of this company's data on it. Okay. So There's several steps that you need to do. I'm going to blow through them very quickly, and then I'm going to do one better for you, okay? The first thing that you want to do is you want to turn on the drive encryption so that this way people can't get to the data. Then you want to get in there and you want to deauthorize the computer, meaning you want to get rid of any accounts that you've signed in. And you want to make sure that this computer doesn't have access to things. You want to start deleting things like your browser history, your cookies, your saved passwords, any credit card numbers that you have in there. You want to uninstall all your programs because this way, if you bought a license, you may be able to use it on the next computer, which reminds me, during that step, you want to make sure that you run a program that gives you all of your handy-dandy license numbers. Then you do what's called wiping the computer. Doesn't mean that we're going to get out the pledge. It means that we're going to get out a special program like Heidi Eraser or Duke Nukem. They all have like these secret words, right? And then I'm going to let you give it away. But here's the deal. If you don't want to do all that, you take the hard drive out and then you physically destroy the hard drive. Because let's say you're not thinking fondly of your ex, Brenda, right? Okay. Then what you can do is you can get the hard drive, you get a little hammer, get a little frustrations out, smash that thing to smithereens. Okay. Then I'm going to let you give away the hard drive and give away the computer. Does that make sense?
Yes, I really like the hammer smashing part. I think I would release a lot of tension.
Hey, yes, it will. You know, think of it as therapy, Brenda. And I just passed along a whole bunch of things, and I know that, and I went very, very quickly. So this is why we have this amazing website called Commando.com, because if you go to Commando.com, is that it gives us the ability to share all this information in step-by-step detail. So here's what I want you to do. Make sure that you are signed up for our tips newsletter, and you do that by going to commando.com/subscribe, because over the next week or so, we will make sure that we have every single step that I outline for you, including the best places to recycle your gear and also what to do with your phones and your watches and your printers. Don't forget about your printers because they have memory, too. Most of them do. Not all, but a lot of them. So make sure that you get those tips so this way we can write all that out for you. And Brenda, thanks again for your call. Appreciate you getting through and also your kind words. Hey, listen, whether you're working from home or working on your fitness, you want to hear your music, not your roommate or your family's music. And Raycon wireless earbuds are the way to go. Get 15% off your Raycon order at buyraycon.com/Kim. That's buyraycon.com/Kim. You want to stay right where you are. We have a really amazing special caller coming up that if you are into real estate and online stuff, you're going to totally dig hearing about Elizabeth here on the Kim Commando Show.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
All right. The other day, I read such a crazy story about a blogger. I just knew I had to share it with you. It was about cheap old houses. Cheap as in under $100,000. Old, 50 to maybe 200 years old houses. Well, these are houses, but they need a lot of work before you can move in. And joining us on the Kim Commando Show special caller line is the founder of this insanely popular Instagram feed that broadcasts new real estate listings for old properties across the country, Elizabeth Finkelstein. And I have to say, I am totally fascinated by these homes. Elizabeth, thanks for joining us. Tell us about a few of the homes that you have spotlighted.
Hi, Kim. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on and for highlighting the account. The houses on cheap old houses really run the gamut. Some of them are cheap because they're remote. Some of them are cheap because they need a lot of work. Others are cheap because they're just in parts of the country where the average price of a home is significantly less than, say, the New York City area where I live. And I think that, you know, they really kind of run the gamut. I think the thing that ties them all together is that my curation, I tend to only show houses that are beautifully architecturally intact. So houses with a lot of charm and character.
Yeah, I noticed, like, you know, the big old Victorian houses. And there's one that a couple's remodeling, I think somewhere near Buffalo, New York. It's called the Kimball House. That house must have been stunning in the late 1800s. I mean, it must have. It's this big old Victorian house. And then there's the gal in Wheeling, West Virginia. You can tell, you can see, okay, I did actually look at everything there, is that she's, what is she, like 26, and she paid $18,000 for an old Victorian house in West Virginia. And then you have,
you know,
then you have this hotel that's up there now, right? And the Catskills?
Yeah, you know, what's so fun about this feed is I started it because I just love fixer-uppers, and I have a background in historic preservation, and I kind of know what to look for in houses, and I started just kind of throwing them out into the abyss. And I was so surprised when people upended their lives, bought them, and then started their own Instagram feeds about them. So it's really come full circle. It's really become such a fun movement, and all those people you mentioned are just kind of shining examples of what's really happening right now in the world. I think people are sick of being told that you need to come out of college in immense debt, buy a house, get in further debt, and then, you know, just basically spend your life churning your wheels to be able to afford a very leveraged life. And these are people who are kind of defying that whole sentiment and, you know, buying things and restoring history while doing it.
So have you noticed that since the pandemic, and people aren't necessarily tied to a geographic location so much anymore because we're all working from home, have you seen a large increase in your traffic?
Absolutely. The feed has always been popular. I didn't have a hard time making it go viral. I think that there's an allure to people, you know, this kind of form of escapism where you see something that you can really afford, that you can nurture, and that you can work on. But we used to average maybe 10,000 people weekly, which I know is a pretty nice number, but now it's honestly about 20 to 25,000 per week following us since the pandemic. I think, you know, people's jobs are becoming much more remote. People don't know if they're ever going to go back to the office, and their opportunities for the kind of risks they can take in life are really changing.
So how do you find these cheap old houses?
Well, I basically have made a living doing what I love, which is scouring real estate listings all day long. So I search all day. I run a website called CircaOldHouses.com, which I've run for even longer, which is a real estate listings website for historical homes for sale. So I find some through that. I'm the real estate writer for Country Living magazine, so I'm constantly looking at listings for that. And we have over a million people who follow us that are sending me listings. So I feel like I'm kind of known as this person, and people think of me a lot when they see them and send them, so it's fun.
You know, you mentioned the writing in your website. Just a real quick question, and I'm always in a crunch against time, so I'd love to do a podcast with you because this way I can actually elaborate more on this. But are there substantial tax credits if you do buy one of these cheap old homes?
Renovation loans available. A very popular one is the 203K renovation loan, which will wrap it right up into your mortgage. If your house is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, you can apply for tax credits if you restore the house to a certain standard.
You know, it's just fascinating to me. I guess it's the wanderlust in me that, you know, I'm thinking, like, you know, if I was 20 years old, or if I was just starting out, and if I didn't have all these trappings of adulthood, you know, to be able to just pick up and to go through some of these older homes and to say, yes, I'm going to renovate this one, I'm going to make it beautiful. And that was especially what I liked about the folks that they're calling the Kimball House in upstate New York, is that they're going through the house and they found pictures of what looked like the husband and wife from the late 1800s. And then they framed them, and they're going to put them in the house to kind of say, okay, here's the history and here's where everything's coming back. Elizabeth, thank you for joining us. And if you have an inkling, Elizabeth also has listed an 1890s former hotel that has over 10,000 square feet, over 40 rooms. It's called the Mountain House. They claim that it has spectacular panoramic views of the surrounding scenic Catskill Mountains. So if you're looking for a cheap old hotel that you'd like to renovate, to check out her blog and also her Instagram or her website. We'll put a link to the Instagram feed over at commando.com. And again, Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining us. Let me tell you, this week's digital life hack, I think it is undoubtedly the best one that we have done in 2020. James, one of our lead writers, did such a phenomenal job with this. He outlined the best streaming options for $20, $30, and $50 a month. Because I don't know if you've looked at how much you're paying in streaming now, but it's pretty close to your cable bill when you thought like you were going to be cutting the cable and saving money. So what we did is we outlined the best streaming options if you have $20 a month. And we go through in all the details. James says, and you tally it up, you get CBS All Access for $6. You're going to get Peacock and Disney, $18 a month. Now, what if you have $30 a month? Well, then there are three different options, depending upon if you want to watch sports or if you want Netflix or if you need Disney with ESPN. Now, what about $50 a month? That's if you're really a movie watcher. And again, we have it all detailed in these basic packages, $42 a month, $48 a month. And it really is something that you should definitely take a look at and share with your family members and friends, because this is really great intel. And to check it out, look no further than the official homepage of the Kim Komando Show. That's KOMANDO.com. And when you're there, click the link that says Kim Show. Still to come, we have more of your phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNADS.com.
Let's see. We have Greg in Missouri. Hello there, Greg.
Hello.
Welcome. What's going on?
Well, I got an issue that people in my age group, I think, are having more and more of. And I've got a parent who struggles on the computer.
Sure.
She can type 60, 70 words a minute. And I think that when she does that and she's using Word, she accidentally hit a shortcut of some sort, which she doesn't use at all. And next thing I know, she's concerned because the computer has suddenly spaced everything three spaces or shrunk the columns.
What is she typing?
Well, newsletters, just business things. She has her own business.
Awesome. That's great. How old's your mom?
Well, she is, I don't know if I want to, I'll tell you how old I am. I started when I was in college using WordStar.
Oh, okay. All right. So here's the deal. All right. So you're looking for, what are you looking for? You want a tablet for her with a keyboard, or you want to get her off of Windows?
I just don't know, how I can. I thought about getting a different word processing program for her, but I don't want her to have to learn a new one at this point.
Yeah. Because you're right, because there are a lot of built-in keystrokes in Microsoft Word, that do various things. And it's meant to be keyboard shortcuts, but if she's hitting the wrong keys, then that might necessarily not be a shortcut. They do make keyboards with bigger keys. You might want to take a look at that as an option for her. There's also a word processor called Focusrite. And what Focusrite does, look at the screenshots, and I'll put a link to it over on our website. But what it does is it's really made for somebody who gets totally distracted, okay? And so it's for somebody who is maybe writing something and then they have to go check their Facebook feed or Twitter, or whatever it may be. Okay. But the only thing that you see is a piece of paper in the middle of the screen. So in order to get to the toolbars, that's why I was thinking about this. In order to get to the toolbars, you actually have to make a conscious effort to get to that. So if you're, you actually have to move the mouse to the edge in order for anything to pop up. So unless she actually does that extra step, then that wouldn't, that shouldn't be a factor. And as an added bonus, Greg, Your mom might remember this and she might appreciate this. As an added bonus, when you look at Focusrite, you can actually get typewriter sound effects. Yes. So she can be like, oh, there's the good old typewriter. Check out the keyboards. Check out Focusrite. If it doesn't work, give me a call right back. Jean, welcome to the show today. Glad to have you with us. And you are in Indiana.
Hi there.
Hi.
I am in Indiana. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, first of all, I wanted to let you know that when I thought about this problem that I have, you were the first person I thought about. I said, I know Kim can answer my question.
Well, thank you.
So I thought, okay, this is what we need. I have a 3-year-old granddaughter that has special needs. She's not mobile. And she's not vocal, but she's going to have some heart surgery here in October, heart surgery, but she has shown that she, you know how you give young kids your phone and they watch all this stuff on there. Well, my daughter has given her phone, pulled up these little kids' YouTube videos, and she loves it. She pulls it onto her face, and then now she's backing it up and looking at it. And
so wonderful? Isn't that?
It is.
It's so wonderful. All right. So
it makes us laugh and smile every time she does it, but you know where those thumbs go.
Yes, so we don't want
right
that.
Right onto the screen. And plus, when we're in the car, we're using our data to download this have this on there.
You know what? You don't need to say anything more, Jean. You don't need to tell me anything more. Only one product for you. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
An Amazon Fire for Kids. Okay.
Okay.
And it's $80.
Uh-huh.
And it comes with a case. And if she breaks it, within 2 years, you get a brand new one. Okay.
Right.
But you can control the content through the back door of the parental controls and only show the videos. In addition to that, you can download all the videos. So you're not be using your data in the car. The battery life on this thing, Gene, is like 8 hours. Okay. So when your little baby granddaughter, bless her heart, is in the car and she wants to watch a video and she's going to be scared because she's going to be in a new environment, you're going to give her this and it's going to make all the difference. You know, I wish that there was something else I could recommend, tell you something better, but this is, I normally like to give you 3 choices, but just an Amazon Fire for Kids, Gene. That's it. And you know what? We'll include her, your grandbaby, in our prayers too.
Thanks for sticking around to the end. You just heard 1 hour of the 11 hours of quality program you get each month when you join the Active Commando community. You get each show's complete podcast without commercials and the breaks and a lot more. You can ask your tech questions and get answers from me and other tech pros in our forums. You can post a blog, promote your company, share pictures, and even watch this show streaming on demand whenever and wherever you want. It's only a few dollars a month. And you know you can trust what you hear and learn on my show's podcast. To check it out, go to this address, getkim.com. I sure hope you do. That's getkim.com, and thank you for your support.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.